Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Final whistle, Liverpool 0, Manchester United 4. Chris, Chloe and Steve for this one. It wasn't the perfect start to pre-season from a result standpoint, Chloe. Was there anything that you enjoyed about that?
The full-time whistle.
Being here with us.
Being in the middle of two sweaty lads. There was some... we looked sharp at times with some good passages of play. We know that we're the same drilled team. You could see that there's nothing really changing about us. Everyone's just got to get into the rhythm of it, really.
It's I feel like there's a butt coming.
I mean, did I enjoy it? No. I mean, it wasn't as funny as I probably thought at the time because it's ended up 4-0. But it's not going to mean anything to me in a couple of days' time where if this was the Premier League or something, I'd be thinking about this till Liverpool next play. It was good to see some of the youngsters. We've mentioned them, Morton especially. It was good to see that final team had something about them. Obviously, we had a lot of the ball. United have countered and got a goal. We got a bit unlucky in that final, 30 minutes, but it's good to see us at least get some minutes under the belt. Hopefully Nunes knows how to control the ball next weekend for his first touch. But it's all about it's literally just making sure you're in those situations, because the it's like Virgil van Dijk when he came back from his injury. You need to be in those type of situations to just get used to them. So I'm shine with it. I mean, I'm not happy with 4-0 against Man United, but it is what it is.
Steve, question for you. And I know the answer doesn't really matter one way or another, but would you not have been better putting the third team out at the first?
Who cares? It's ultimately, it's one of them, mate, where you don't know what United are going to do. You've got to go with your plan and stuff. And again, it was just the good was all right and the bad was shocking. I think there was a couple there who were like just bad errors that, the first three goals essentially are just comical from Liverpool, and the fourth is a pretty good Man United counter attack that starts by Ibu doing really well and giving it away a poorish, easy ball to Reed. So that was the only disappointing thing. I think Jürgen will, I don't think he'll care. I think we'll hear him later saying, obviously you never want to lose, but it is literally, we just want to get fit and get the lads all back. Some of them have been back a few days. Like, Mo Salah met them off the plane when they got there. So, it's fine. We looked quite sharp. I think that the team that ended the game looked all right, looked quite sharp. Trent looked good, Salah looked good, Thiago and Naby looked all right. So, it is what it is. It's just I think when you're a lad who's on the fringes, pre-season can be your chance to impress. I think we've seen that before. Lads who have just done all right in pre-season before, with the playing. I actually think Curtis did a bit of that. Curtis got his chance because of having a good pre-season before, he's option number one. Conor Bradley did it last season. Got himself in the League Cup sides and stuff like that. Yeah, and Reece Williams as a shocker, Nat as a bit of a shocker as well. Again, they're lads potentially looking for moves. Mabaya has a bad one for the first goal, makes up for it a little bit later on, but yeah, that was the thing.
I was impressed with him. I was really impressed.
Yeah, I was over the, he looked all right. He had the shocker that you're going to remember. So yeah, it's never nice to lose, but ultimately again, mate, it really does. If we'd have won 4-0, it'd have been brilliant thing. We'd have been laughing at Man United, but I'm not that bothered. It's just I was impressed by how that final team looked again. Put it into context, you're playing against Man United reserves at that point and you still couldn't score. There's obviously not all rainbows everywhere, but yeah, ultimately it is a fitness exercise. Jürgen's doing it just to get minutes in legs, and we know that he's trained today and he trained yesterday and he'll be doing sessions after sessions, so you've got to bear all that in mind. I actually think of that middle team was fascinating, where it was a really mixed mash. And Milner,
well, I can get that up on the screen now. Actually,
yeah, Milner,
it's up there now.
Yeah, so Milner and Chamberlain actually of that team looked like, oh yeah, reminded you a little bit. We need Ox because we know now Jürgen doesn't look like he's going to sign any midfielders. So if Oxley Chamberlain going to need him to play, he needs to. Not even if it's not to save his Liverpool career, his next move, if it depends on how he does this season, there's a lot riding on it for Chamberlain. So I was impressed by how he did, but yeah, like Chloe said before, it's the best part was when the final whistle, really.
I must admit, there was one player who kind of stood out to me, and it was that Stefan Bjaršček.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to pronounce it, obvious by now. Like,
I hate all this, sorry to butt in. I do hate, I mean, obviously it's a friendly, so fine, but like, you know, when like you've just played City and City have like took two points off you at Anfield, and you've got Alisson and them all hugging each other, that draws my right.
They're all mates, that's the thing.
I know, but
like,
it still
you know
does
mean?
My head.
It is infuriating.
I want them to be like Frank Lampard and Steven Gerrard and that England side where
we're not friends.
Your like nationality I'm not asked about. Me, club football is what is important.
Yeah, that's the game's changed in that
it's
regard.
Not like
it's
that
like
anymore.
Liverpool and Man City players, the Brazilians literally getting the same plane over. And they're obviously all busy mates with each other and stuff. But look, that's Stefan Bjaršček. I thought he had a really sort of nice 30 minutes. You know, got himself about, put himself about, made sure he got tackles in, just did the simple things well. I think Oxlade-Chamberlain, which Steve touched upon, James Milner, Kostas Tsimikas whipped a couple of nice balls into the box as well. Clark actually put himself about a little bit, Bobby Clark, in that middle third. The third team, Hill, stood out for me. I thought he did really well. I think a team that's full of Mo Salah and Darwin Nunes and stuff, he'll put himself about a little bit. I had no expectations of what we were going to see there. Comes in on that left-hand side, must be absolutely cheddared to be able to play with that team. Big cheese again, cheddared. To be able to play on that left-hand side. And he's come in and he's held his own. Trent Alexander-Arnold looked all right. Robbo, sound. You know what to expect from Konate and Virgil van Dijk. They're going to be fine. I think the big mistake, potentially, it's giving United a little bit of confidence.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, you can't control that now, but maybe with hindsight, you put your best team out first, or maybe it's to do with time of training. Who knows?
I must say, like, you might say, listen, I want these to have a proper warm up on the side of the pitch before, you know, like a real warm up. We don't know what the schedules are. I think you're right to reference on the watch along. Like, if I'm Matip or Gomez, I'm thinking, well, maybe if that's the first team with Jota playing on the left or Diaz, whoever, instead of Hill.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If I'm thinking, oh, I wonder if Ibu is now first choice then. I wouldn't be shocked if he is. He starts the Champions League final, so he probably was anyway.
Mm.
But that was the one. I think you don't take much from pre-season, but I don't know if you agree, Cole, but I think you can read a little bit into that one.
Yeah, you can. I think, you know, it's also a case, that second team, The others were, the first one was fairly balanced. I thought you had a good mix of youngsters and experienced players. In that second team, it was very much you just had Oxlade-Chamberlain and Milner, and like you had the two centre halves.
Well.
Yeah. But it was like you've got to make up for everyone else around you who's gonna be less experienced, maybe a bit intimidated about playing in this game, even if it is a pre-season friendly. And a third team, we all know what the third team is like. But I don't. We talk about Matip and Gomez. Gomez can't really have any arguments in the sense of he's not played enough games to even show himself. Matip knows Canate's been the best in terms of Champions League games. He's being picked in the biggest competition in football, in my opinion, there. So I think he could kind of expect that as well. And it's not saying you're not going to play in the Premier League, because it is a case
of...
But I think what you could tell with the last team, obviously, because we had so much possession, our centre-halves didn't really have to do anything. I didn't get to see Virgil van Dijk. I didn't get to see him do a switch anything.
He had one track-back that he won. That was all he had to do, essentially.
And the other one was he had four against one, couldn't do nothing about it. So there was hardly anything for our centre-halves and full-backs to do. Trent, his passing's absolutely ridiculous, his crossing. Would have liked Nunes to get on the end of them. And also, another big point is, we hit the post, what, three or four times in that game? We could have, and we should have, scored. And maybe if you do score, even if it is pre-season friendly, maybe something does switch in the team and you go on to score a couple more, you know.
Yeah. Got an interesting super chat here from Akash. It's 100 rupees, or as we say, squiggles. For the fourth goal, our midfield had Fab and Thiago, and the United youngsters cut through that easily.
Yeah.
If we don't get a proper midfielder, we will again celebrate coming second.
Yeah, I'm bored of it, man. It's pre-season, forget about it. I think Liverpool should sign another midfielder. People disagree. Like, I don't think not signing a midfielder doesn't mean Liverpool won't win the title. Signing a midfielder doesn't mean Liverpool would win the title. It's far too binary to say that. Seasons are so unpredictable. Like I say, referenced earlier, I think Liverpool should go and buy one. We know why they're not going, because they picked who they want and they're waiting to get him. Just that's what's happening. We know that's happening. You might not agree with it, but it's happening. It just is, so get on with it.
I think, you know, Manchester City are an unbelievable side. We know that. We've seen that for the last four odd years. To beat them, you've got to get the right person. Don't get the wrong person. Don't just fucking spaff your load on fucking anybody, you know what I mean? Save it until you're going to put a ring on it. You know what I mean?
We know they want Bellingham. We just know they do, and whether they're trying behind the scenes or not, we don't know.
Would a Bellingham deal where it's we sign him in January, or it's announced for January, or it's announced for next year? Do you think that would put people at ease?
No, but I don't think so, because people there are people who just are really upset by it. I go back by it. I think they probably should sign a midfielder. If it was me, I would sign a midfielder and I'd let Chamberlain go.
I'd want Barella.
But. They're not going to do it, so what are you going to do? I'm just going to sit here and moan about something I know is not going to happen. It's like, I hate paying my taxes. I hate it pisses me off. But
see, I believe in the taxation system.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I don't mind, but I hate when I look at my wages, I'm like, for fuck's sake. Or like, I hate that my gas bill's gone up like 300 quid, but I'm just looking a bitch about it all the time, because there's no point in it. I think, again, go back to it, the balance of the midfield in terms of all the squad isn't right for me. There's no one nailed on, but we're not going to get one. But again, not getting one and getting one, I don't think it's the difference between winning the league and not winning the league. I'll be honest, I don't think it's that simple. I don't think we lost the league last season because we didn't have X midfielder. I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah. We've been doing this for 12 years now, and I've seen it the same every single season. And about 7 years ago, I think I switched off to transfers. Because you can't win. This thing, you're not supposed to win. There's nothing to win or lose. I've seen fucking Toffee TV win the transfer window, and Everton win the... I've seen loads of teams win the transfer window and literally have nothing to show for it at the end of the season. And I've seen Liverpool sign nobody and win a league title. We've seen it all every single year. We know that you've got to build a squad up. You can't just build a squad in one window. You've got to build a team, and you've got to build a squad over multiple windows. And it's that sort of continued excellence that gives you an opportunity to win. Maybe now, maybe in the future. So it's not about I'm backing FSG because of this. It's like, if Klopp thinks they're good enough, then so sound. And here's the thing, I'm a supporter of a football team, me. That's what I am. I consider myself a supporter. I don't consider myself part of the transfer committee. I just don't. I'm not deluded like that. Like, and I don't think that me, you, whoever, with a big audience, is going to make a difference. No, like, and that's the other part of the where I feel that people can get deluded about things. It's like, yeah, you got 5,000 subscribers, and yeah, you're whinging all the time. Fan fucking tastic. Like, you do you. That's fine by me. Don't drag our name into it, which is what I'm talking about now. Like, I will always tell the truth as I see it. And you might not like that, and you might like that, and I don't care one way or another, really. I'd probably prefer you to like it. Probably prefer me not to think I'm not a dickhead. But I'm also not fucking got a massive ego to think that fucking Julian Ward's watching my YouTube channel thinking, better fucking change it because Chris has got a fucking grump on there.
Like. You know, it'd be nice. There'd be other things I'd be moaning about. Yeah, I like I say, mate, I think we'd all agree. It'd be nice if Liverpool could go and sign Jude Bellingham now. I don't think any of us would be like, oh, bollocks, we don't need him. We don't want him. But again, I'm conditioned to, like, I know how these lot act and how Liverpool act. I think if they thought he were desperate for it, Jürgen would get his way. I think he answered the question himself the other day and he listed all the players. He's happy with what he's got. So we'll crack on. And I don't know, but going back to that point, I don't think it's as binary as sign a midfielder, you will definitely win, or don't sign one and you will definitely lose. It's going to be a tight race, and we're going to get to April, and us and Man City are going to be level or one or two points behind each other going into the end of the season. That's what's going to happen. I'm 99% certain of that. I just think that's where we are. Have they got better? They've signed a world-class forward, some decent squad options. They're also losing players themselves. So who knows how good Man City are going to be? We know what's going to happen. They're going to be somewhere between 92 and 98 points, probably, and Liverpool are going to be somewhere between 92 and 98 points. That's what's going to happen. I'm almost certain of it. Is there anything we can do to tip the balance our way?
I reckon Man United will finish 10 points higher than they did last season at a push.
Yeah, maybe.
At a push, Man United.
Yeah, potentially.
Which puts them about 20-odd points behind.
And that's a big swing. You know, to jump 10 points is massive.
8 teams don't generally get above 8, do they?
Yeah, difference.
I think that's apart from Liverpool, when we completely lost our entire side and then jumped 20-odd points.
Yeah.
Year on year, that's about where.
What's your thoughts on the transfer, the midfield stuff then, Claude? Because I think that's the talking point that everyone's on about.
I'm bored of it, to be honest with you. Like, it's a case of, remember, you mentioned Sal from last season. I got to a point where either just announce him or just fuck him off. Someone just tell me what's going on because I can't be bothered.
But that's the point. Liverpool are telling us this. Jürgen literally said that player isn't on the market.
And
he told us this.
My point is. Would I like more signings? Yeah, I would, but I'm a football fan and signings get me excited, so I'm always, no matter who it is, you know, Takumi Minamino came in. I was excited to see Takumi Minamino. I'm excited to see Darwin Nunes. I mean, they could sign anyone and I'd probably be excited. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm here to support the team and no matter who puts on a red shirt, if they give me 100%, oh my God,
we're getting losers' medals.
Sorry, that is horrific. That's awful news.
That's not great, is it, to be honest with you?
Where are they going to end up?
I don't know, but we had a bit of a, I think it was a YouTube member actually, who says, I feel sorry for those who took half a day off for this game. I can't imagine anyone taking half a day off.
Wow, who's doing that? Fair play
to you.
Yeah, good on you.
And Alex Pisani with a $7.99 super chat, AUD. Good to see the young lads get a run out. Fabio look class. Hopefully you can see more of Nunes tomorrow. Look great, but a little gassed after 30. And I suppose that's it really, isn't it? You know, there's a little bit of excitement for what Nunes is. System doesn't seem to have changed too much, but we'll see more and we'll find out more as pre-season unfolds. And you can do that with us on Friday, the next game. We'll be here for the watch long again. I would tell you who we're playing, but I've completely forgotten.
Crystal Palace.
Yeah. Where?
In Singapore.
What's the stadium called?
No idea.
No.
And we're tagging out to Steve for another stay. You've got Stevie Plunk with you.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's you two are Stevie Plunk. Okay, it's good. A bit of a later kickoff, is it?
Is he sweaty as well by any chance?
No.
Not as much as us, is he?
No, he's not.
Wonderful.
No. It's a 1:35 kickoff in Singapore.
Obviously.
National Stadium.
Obviously.
So it's not an earlier kickoff, I don't think.
It's very much earlier.
It is earlier.
What was it? Was it 2 o'clock today? And it's 1:35 on Friday?
Yeah.
That's 25 minutes early.
That is very much 25 minutes early. And that's probably a good time to end the show. Thank you all very much for watching. Join us on Friday at an earlier time of 1:20.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.